that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Across 110th Street.
Y'all motherfuckers want an OG, goddammit.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm definitely here, goddammit.
Goddammit.
Just step across 110th Street, darling. That's where everything happens.
Tab Turkey.
Let's go. You know what I mean? Better play a little something for you. Better play a little something for you, OG. You know what I mean?
I was a fool.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing whatever. Look at OG bopping. OG bopping too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Turn it down on you real quick.
Fight.
This is motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
We in here.
We got and I'm Lex Luthor, goddamn. I'm OG. Goddamn, let's get it on.
We got Triple OG.
We got OG back in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, OG?
I ain't nothing, man. How y'all been doing?
We alive, shit.
Yeah, I've been walking through here hearing y'all a little bit, but I ain't been ready to talk or say nothing. But y'all begged me to come back.
Since you missed me. We didn't beg you.
Since you missed me so much.
This nigga.
Since you missed me and you begged me to come back, I come to tell you a few things. How I was a real crook of opportunity.
Crook of opportunity.
Crook of opportunity.
Yeah, if the opportunities was there, you gotta do what you gotta do and get a little bit of paper.
That boy food.
Or eat.
Stupid. What the fuck you done did now, bro?
I was thinking about this. Y'all told me y'all wanna hear some more about bullshit.
You keep some bullshit.
I was thinking back. I used to be a security guard.
Oh Lord.
In a major food chain in New York City.
Top Flight.
Oh, Lord.
Top Flight.
Not on duty.
Go ahead, OG.
And then I took the job, and after a while, all the other five security guards there were supposed to have been so honest and so true, I got these motherfuckers stealing out the store.
Out the store?
Out the store.
So, okay.
Meat, shrimp. As country folks say, shrimp. Filet mignons. Lobster, crab, everything. Similac milk.
Similac milk.
Couldn't keep Similac milk on the damn shelf.
Why was you having these motherfuckers steal?
Because I had people that wanted to buy this shit and I could make some money.
Gotta feed the welfare, baby.
Yeah, gotta feed the man. They should bring in 106 cases of Similac milk in the store, and it'd be gone for the goddamn cash register to get to. They'd be looking for the milk we already done sold.
How the fuck was y'all taking the shit?
Out the elevator upstairs.
What
happened was, we always found out where the manager was. Send one guy out there to talk to the manager, keep his ass busy. While we steal the other 106 bags of Similac, put it on a goddamn rolling cart.
106 bags.
106 cases.
Damn.
Kept the damn manager of the store busy. They took up the elevator on a rolling cart. All the babies in Yonkers goddamn slow down drank milk. Drank milk.
Everybody good.
Drank milk.
Oh, shit.
Everybody.
Everybody good.
I had to take food out my refrigerator and throw it away because I had to put fresh food in the refrigerator. Been there too long. Yes, sir, everybody.
Yeah, security and maintenance is the most...
biggest thieves in the store.
Exactly. I used to work maintenance. I know all about that.
Yep. Oh, do you, Dave?
Wow.
And a cashier. You get in with a cashier, she slides shit right across straight there. You get all... You take everything out the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, buddy. And everybody always had a, knew somebody who was a damn cashier. She slides you the shit, you get it, go sell it, goddamn it, give her a cut when the end of the night comes. She had to get her piece of money.
Well, you ain't got to do that now because you got the self-checkout.
Well, you know.
They skipping all that shit in the self-checkout now. They only scanning a few things at the same time.
I thought they had the cameras over top of the self-checkout.
Niggas ain't giving a fuck about them cameras.
In the computer.
Right. It's all in the sleight of hand. Okay? You know what I mean? You're from New York. It's all in the sleight of hand. You just got to play it right. But you can't throw it in the bag, though. You throw it in the bag, the scale will get you. Yeah, you didn't pay for this item.
You did that employee of the month shit. Throwing it in the air and shit.
So how much money you think you made off of goddamn getting motherfuckers to steal groceries?
Oh, I was there about 2.5-3 years. That's, we stole something every fucking day. Every fucking day. So we had planned to get the goddamn money off. We planned to get the money off, but we never did get a chance to get around to getting to it. Cause never could get the...
Did you have a full... You had a full-blown plan.
Yeah, we had a plan, but we never did get a chance to pull it off.
What was the plan, though?
The plan was to get the money off us on welfare day when all those checks and shit come in, the first, the second, the third of the month.
Right.
Imagine everybody always busy. The stores, those, some of those stores take in $300,000 or $400,000 in a day's time.
Mm.
So we were trying to figure out where's the best time to make sure the manager was somewhere and we could get somebody to go in there and get it. But we never could get the... Because there's always a girl in there, and the manager's running back, a couple of managers running back and forth around, too. So we're trying to figure out how to get them all out of there at one time, and we missed that calling card. That would have been about $300,000 or $400,000 hit that time, but we missed that. I left there. I got fired for that job. Yeah, I got
hold
fired.
Hold on, how you get fired?
I don't even remember, but I do remember I got fired.
You got fired on your day off?
I hope it wasn't on your day off.
Day before my day off. Yeah. And I knew I wasn't coming back no fucking. And then when after that, I had to figure out a plan how to get some paper. So I figured out a way how to rob the cocaine house.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Had to get the paper.
Had to get. Why you got to rob the cocaine house?
Well, I was broke.
Somebody got to do it.
You seen that? He had to get that. So you got that.
Fuck with Dave.
But I didn't get as much as I should have got. I didn't get but 12 ounces out of that deal.
Bad deal.
And the guy that was with me, I had the gun. I had my protection. He didn't have nothing. So I told him, I said, man, listen, when we go down these steps, I said, you take off. You just go to the car. I said, I got a gun. I said, I'm going to walk slow and take my fucking time. Anybody come around me and think I got a gun, did it, I'm going to start fucking popping. But you go ahead and get in the goddamn car. Yeah. I got some heat for the ass to keep them off of me.
God damn.
And he didn't do what he was supposed to do. And they caught that motherfucker stabbing. He was in the hospital about 3 weeks before, about almost a damn month, man.
They caught him.
They caught him. Yeah. Yeah. And
that nigga come run?
Right.
What the fuck?
I don't know what happened to him, man. I don't know even how it happened.
It was
but
some slacks.
I know he got cut caught him. And I heard when I heard I ain't got home. Man, that boy got home because the deal was get back to the car and we ain't wait for nobody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We can't wait for so long because the word done got out. Now they're looking for us.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn Spanish arm up in the 100 goddamn 82nd Street, 83rd Street.
Hey. Mm.
What year was this?
That was probably 91,
92. Damn. In the Heights over there.
Yeah, up in Washington Heights. That's right.
They still got the fire over
there. It's up in Washington Heights. That's where we should go and get the cocaine
from. That's what right somebody now, told me.
I should sniff a lot of cocaine and do a lot of drugs myself. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all out there. Y'all did something too.
Y'all did something too.
No, my bad.
I'm old now and I'm cleaned up.
No.
Anyhow, I knew the guy that had the cocaine house. I would go out and get 2 or 3 grams sometime, and he had faith and he trusted me. So I knew where they were hiding the big stash in the house at.
So that's the worst, boy, when you know that.
Yep. So, and in the morning time, ain't but one person in the fucking house. He ain't have no backup or nobody there with him. And I scoped it and I figured it out. Go down there, me and this other guy in the morning. Ain't nobody there. He let us in. We'd go ahead and take the cocaine and get out the damn door. We'd give him 12 ounces, but he almost died behind that shit, man.
Damn. Sound like it.
Yeah, he almost died. He almost died.
You said they stabbed his ass up?
They stabbed him up, man. Damn. Beat him up. Everything.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I didn't hear about you the next day, because his partner, was the guy driving the goddamn car. So now I got 12. So I get back to the car, and he hadn't got there. I said, man, you know the plan was we got to go. He get on the bus or get on the subway or something and get to find his way out of here. But you can't let them see where the car is, and everybody converge on the goddamn car.
Yeah.
And they kill us all. You know what I'm saying? That's why anything go wrong. Every man for himself. You go your way, I go my way, or whatever. But I got back to the car, and he hadn't got there after about 2 or 3 minutes. I said, man, we got to get out of this fucking parking spot. We got to get out of here. Then he get in the fucking car. He's driving like a goddamn bat out of hell. He got 12 ounces of cocaine in the goddamn car. He's speed running red lights. I said, what the fuck are you doing? Did you lost your damn mind?
Amateur.
Do you know we got this shit in the fucking car?
Got 12 ounces in the car. You want to speed run red lights.
Fuck, man.
You got to get off the block. And then
all you got to do is move and get off the block. Just take your time and go on back home where you're supposed to go. Yeah, that was one of my incidences. And the guy, I gave him 4 ounces of the cocaine.
Out of the 12?
Yeah, that's what he got, 4 ounces.
That's what he got, nigga.
And you kept 8?
That's what I did.
That was
supposed to be the plan. Supposed to get 4 fucking hours.
What about
he got stabbed up
over
4 hours?
What about old boy?
Driving the car?
Yeah.
That was his part of the 4 hours. Them two get the fucking 4 hours.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm always going to be on fucking top. Right. I don't care what the fucking deal is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all two together, y'all get the 4 ounces. Anything over 4, anything over the 4 ounces, it all goes what goes to me. That's the deal.
Yeah, I got it all.
I got 8, they got 4. I turned that 8 into like 14,000, 13 or 14,000, and made a little money. Yeah, I made a little money on it.
He said that was like in the early 90s, so how much were ounces then?
They were like $1,100 then. They went down a lot. You probably get one for 900, 1,000.
Back
then.
They
went down a lot. Cocaine, that's when the cocaine fell off. And the prices all went down and shit. I remember when ounces got down $2,500 an ounce.
Damn.
Yep. $50,000 kilos and shit.
Had the scorpion stamp on it.
Yep.
Yeah, I hear these days they around $1,200, $1,300
for the scorpion.
An ounce. That's what I hear.
What if you know
Was it the red print back then?
Oh. If you know a guy that has a cocaine house sell it, he know, because you buy enough of it, he dropped the price down.
Right.
He dropped the price down.
Damn.
We could get grams for like $20-$25 a gram when their price went down and shit. Yeah. $25 a gram was the
highest. Was it still pure though, or was that trash?
Yeah, that was good cocaine.
Okay.
Good cocaine.
Straight cocaine.
You could put it in the water and shake it up, put it in an ounce, put it in a gram, come back 8 tenths, 9 tenths every fucking time.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So you done robbed it. You done robbed the drug house.
Yeah, I robbed the drug house. Opportunity was there.
12 ounces.
Opportunity knocks. You see it. You figure out a plan. Go ahead and take it.
God damn.
Glad you survived that one.
Right.
It was some tough days back in that time, man.
Fuck that. Glad the homie survived it.
Yeah.
Shit, he knew I got stabbed the fuck up.
I wasn't worried about that, nigga.
Well, that's true, too. Man. You got anything else you want to talk shit about, or you good? You out of here, OG.
I think I'm out of here.
All right, we'll holler at you, OG.
Yeah, holler at y'all later. Right. I have something better next time. I didn't go over my notes and check all my facts.
All right.
It's lighter, David.
No D's. No, don't.
All right, we back. You know what I mean? It's episode 39. This shit going to drop on Cuz's birthday. Rest in peace, Marco. You already know. We're going to do a quick moment of silence for Cuz. So y'all heard the man, right?
You heard him.
He needs some respect on his name.
You already know.
I'm fucking with CJ tonight too. He goddamn got me trying this, doing this Everclear. I gotta do a quick shot of this Everclear. I'm gonna do it for you and Cuz, man. That's what I'm gonna do real quick, CJ. Hold up.
I got a grinder.
Everclear. On your own on that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Face squinched up. Like a little bee.
This nigga soft.
Jesus. Seen his face? Like a little bee.
Jesus.
But you did have double shots, so.
Whew. They put that shit around your hairline when you get a haircut, nigga.
The Everclear.
I mean, the Everclear. Mm. There you go.
They put it
right around your hairline. Ah,
that's aftershave.
That shit touched my soul. I ain't gonna.
Yeah. We starting good.
Nah, it is what it is, man. Fuck it.
Spilling drinks.
You just gotta make another drink, on. CJ. It's cool. Don't worry about it, man. Cause we ain't cutting this out. Cause this sounds great.
It's straight. Yeah. All right, let's do it.
You wanna make another drink? You good?
Of course he is. He got a whole bottle right in front.
Right. He tired.
I do apologize for that. Sorry. God bless you.
Now you got to make it.
Yo, we talking about cuts real quick, right? And this nigga, man. This is my nigga. I miss you, nigga. Love you, nigga. Shit hurt. I used to talk to this man every day. Great conversations about anything. Good dude.
We don't miss him.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
He'd be 33 if he was here.
He would be here right now just tripping out.
What else is crazy about it? Oh shit, I didn't mean to do that, sorry. But what else is crazy is it was an accident, chill out, Dave. But he shared the same birthday as Nipsey Hussle.
Oh shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
And he put me on Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, oh wow.
That's
like,
what's up though.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So definitely rest in peace to Cuz. We miss you, you know.
Word.
Definitely still looking over your daughter Aaliyah. She's beautiful. You know what I mean?
Okay.
As you always thought she would be, as we always thought she would be. So, You know what I mean? So, ain't nothing to worry about. You good. You know what I mean? We good.
Yeah. Black men, let's go to the doctors. A lot of times we don't go to the doctors. We don't take care of ourselves. I know the doctors can be scary sometimes.
Yeah, but you do.
Because they always got something. There's always something you need to be doing better.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But if we get ahead of our issues, I think we'll be better off, you know, health-wise, mental health-wise, all that. Because Cuz didn't know he was as sick as he was, you know what I mean?
Right.
And if he would have got ahead of that, just a yearly checkup could have saved his life. You know what I mean? I believe that.
Yeah.
So let's go to the doctors. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Get your prostate checked. I know that shit is tough to think about as old men, and even if you got it, if it runs in your family, you might have to get it a little earlier. But you know what I mean? Go ahead, let the nigga put his finger in your butt. It's all right.
Whoa.
I mean, that's what getting your prostate checked
is. But it sounds, though.
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
But it still, sounds, though, that's what bro.
I'm trying to talk to my fellas.
I know it.
I know it sounds crazy, but listen,
you got to get that shit done.
Get that shit done.
Do it.
Go to the doctors. Let's get physicals. Let's keep our health up. Especially because we got families to take care of out here.
Right. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Think about the others.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's you got to
think about. Especially
when
you're
like, you got to have it set in your mind, you ain't living for you no more.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially when you have kids and stuff. So, you know, you got to live for what the future holds.
Yeah.
And what you want to mold, you know, the people around you into or whatever you're trying to do. So, You know what I mean? Set great examples. Love your loved ones. I'm with Dave, you know, go to the doctor. Always, you know, just be on top of your shit, man.
Yeah.
Be on top of your shit. You got something to say, Moses, or you good?
I'm good.
You good? So like we said, yo, rest in peace, Cuz. We miss you, Cuz. We'll see you when we see you. You already know what it is, so. Yo, so did y'all hear the Ross album? Port of Miami 2. Because y'all know I've been gassed for this album.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, I heard it. Definitely heard it.
It was all right, though. It's just all right, Moses.
He got some shit on there.
Right.
I mean,
right. Come on, Dave. Tell us.
He got some hits on there, but I don't know. It's just that vibe.
What's wrong with that vibe?
I'm just mad at, what he did. It don't give you the same vibe as the first one? The first one was hard.
The first one's a classic to me.
I know, we talking about the second and one. Then the how the second music, one make you feel, man? The Maybach music, it was tough, but I'm just saying, like, I need to push it to you. Okay, you trying to get straight into the bullshit. I'm sick of the bullshit. See where this is going. I needed both of them. I know, but I can understand. Right. I can understand why. What about the rest of the song? Because we're going to get into that.
The
rest of the album. Rest of the album.
Okay. Cause Fascinated is my shit.
That's the hit.
Right.
Like, honestly. How many tracks is it?
I want to say 15.
15 tracks. Yeah. How many things you rocks with? That's one. Okay, that's two. That boy a fool. It's kind of stupid, that but shit I kind of like whack. It, though.
How y'all feel about the joint he got with Jeezy, though?
It's all
right. I feel the same way.
It's cool.
Right.
It's cool. I got a
feeling. I'm waiting for them to go hard.
I'm feeling G. Honestly. You know what? I think
War
G.
War Ready. You think so?
Jeezy.
100.
Nah, War Ready's trash.
At least
I don't like the chorus to War Ready. I think the chorus could be, you know what I mean?
But I think also on War Ready, I don't think that Ross should let Jeezy rip that shit the way he did.
Jeezy probably have a better track on his album. Jeezy should have did the hook for War Ready. It would have sound better. I don't know. I just think you just didn't feel old. Because if you... I don't know who did it. If you don't know who the person is, you don't want to hear him.
Nah,
it was just a
that's
regular
not.
Because it's a lot of niggas I don't know that sound good on hooks. Like,
but he didn't really.
It's like the nigga Trav sound good on that Jim Jones hook.
Yeah.
I don't listen to Trav too much, but he sound real good on that hook. You know what I mean? But Pusha should have been on that Maybach 6, though.
You think he should have been on it?
He definitely should have been on it.
Should have been on it, but at the same time, you seen where it was going.
You want to play it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, play it. Put it
I can't.
On.
I'm trying to find it. You know where it's at, though. You play it.
All right, well, keep talking, nigga.
Yeah, but after hearing that verse, I do agree with you. Mm. I think it should have been on there.
Why you think Ross ain't put it on there? Because it was his decision. Well,
me?
So it was Ross' decision was why he didn't put it on there.
He taking blame for it. Yep. I seen an interview on Hot 97. He said he was taking blame for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I don't know. Like, I feel like it should have been on there. Whether he was shooting shots or whatever. Like, that's his verse. Whether somebody didn't like it or not, that's his verse. Tell them to go do their verse over.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Do you know why he did it?
Hmm?
Do you know why he did it like that?
Why he say he did it, Moses?
So he can reach out to him. It was basically like...
Okay, explain.
Get on the track without, you know what I'm saying, just a nice track so it can be like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like, both of them on the track, no beef.
Right.
But the way Pusha T came on, like, nigga, I don't care. And that's Pusha T.
But Pusha,
you know what I'm saying?
Pusha
you heard
always...
Lil Wayne verse. He was talking about nothing like that.
But Push always go hard, period.
Yes.
Don't matter.
So what
but
did
what I feel like it was another stone? Or what else they had up?
So what the nigga Ross on the interview, the nigga said that he didn't put fucking Push's verse on there because he didn't think that putting that verse on the song was would help them bring them together.
Yeah.
Which pretty much means he heard the Push verse and heard Push talking crazy on there.
He was like,
"Yeah, this is not.
So
not gonna bring them
so what,
together."
Did Ross tell Push that Wayne was gonna be on it?
He didn't tell nobody. Nobody was on it. He got a verse.
Damn.
And Push came out the gate.
Push is going in.
He came out the gate firing as he usually do. You know what I mean?
Right. All right, well, shit. Let's see how this shit is.
Crowns on these clowns.
like you color they nose. We talking skill set or popularity polls. When you speak truth to power, your popularity grows. Treading dangerously. Rare form, airborne to clearborn. Been fly like a runway with clear form. White wedding, Vogue had the exclusive. Any blemish on my past was prostitution. Sit back and let them draw their own conclusions. A picture's worth a thousand words, Mr. Houston. You wonder why cocaine's up in every song. When music fell, cocaine right at every wrong. White Ferrari, Bo Derek.
Okay. Okay.
John Legend.
John Legend.
Classic.
He's a legend.
Word,
that verse should have been on there. Sorry.
Definitely would have added to that song for sure. Wayne, in my opinion, Wayne. He wrote that shit.
He did.
He wrote that shit, but it wasn't. It wasn't better than Push Verse though, by far. I mean, he wrote that motherfucker though.
But if you think,
I agree.
If he did put on there, do you think Wayne would have been like, "I gotta do mine over again"?
If he would have put it on there,
would been like, "I'm about to put it on there. You might want to hear this before I put it on there."
You think?
Wayne would definitely do his verse over.
You know what I'm saying?
I know I would have.
I think he would.
I would have.
But it want that kind of vibe he want. For, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he would have did it over. But good question, though.
I would have. I think
he
would
have. If it happened, if Ross was like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Y'all don't want to get on this vibe. Like, fuck it. We'll do it for the. But he was trying to do it for the hip hop. He wanted to do it for the album. And
yeah,
it would have been a nice thing.
I don't think Wayne want that smoke because he never really wanted that smoke.
He just came and rapped.
I agree with that. He definitely.
I mean, he never really wanted
did
that
he say
smoke.
He told both of them, right?
I don't know.
He said he told both of them.
No, right? He didn't tell them that each other was going to be on the song. He said, "Give me a verse. Give me a verse." That's it. Okay. Push just came out. With his Glock, you know what I mean?
And started busting.
Ain't no, as he usually do.
Extended clip.
As he usually do.
Fuck it. Yo, Jeezy coming. TM 104? Thug Motivation 104? I just hope he don't fuck that fucking name up.
I don't think it is. I think it might be just, I don't know.
But you think he fucked it up before?
No. Okay. But he has put out shit. I mean, it wasn't under the Thug Motivation titles. But he has put out shit that I have not been pleased with.
He had a lot of time to work on it. Let's hope for the best.
That's what I say. Like, this might be, you know what I'm saying, a nice one. So I'm gonna just wait.
I mean, that single he got out, that shit hard. I like it.
I'm gonna just wait and see what he do.
Well, we'll see. I'm with you. The fucking
CJ trying to walk this goddamn Everclear off over here.
Goddamn Everclear, man. I took a shot and a half of that shit. That shit is in my stomach right now.
There you go. There you go.
Shit touched my soul.
Fuck that. It ain't touch your soul. It's taking that motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
No.
All right, yo. Oh, we got Meek Mill. Got a new judge or whatever. Ain't that what it is? And then his label, Roc Nation. He got his own label, Dream Chasers.
Oh yeah, off the rock.
They in Roc Nation, man.
Oh yeah.
That's right. Dope.
Let's see,
doing big things.
Let's see what type of artists he gonna bring up.
I think he's gonna come with some shit.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think he's gonna come with some. You know what I mean?
Hey, I know exactly where you going, Moses. Nah, don't touch me, nigga.
You think he gonna sign his cousin?
What?
Talking about O'Malley. You ain't never seen the freestyle?
Nah.
On Sway?
Nah.
The nigga was really freestyling, but he was trying to catch. Yeah, he was coming off the top. He was, oh my god, he wanted them. He didn't have no rhymes prepared and shit, so he was kind of going off the top.
Well, if you rapping, you're supposed to always have rhymes in the tuck, man.
What made it so bad? I mean, he told him to put on the track.
Yeah,
and he ripped the track.
The nigga requested the track and didn't do no justice to the shit.
Damn.
You're stupid.
That's an Everclear, Moses. That's an Everclear, Moses.
Nah, man, that shit was funny.
That's an Everclear, man. That's an Everclear, my
boy. Boiling.
I'm on the block. Boy, come. What the fuck is you saying, nigga?
You were stupid, bro.
That made me so mad. Sway was just like, No, cut that shit, nigga. I was like, yo, wait.
Sway was definitely giving him a little lifeline. He was throwing him a little lifeline. Because Sway was like, yeah, you know what? When you up here and you freestyling off the head, you know what I mean? You know, sometimes you got to gather your thoughts. But, you know, if you know you can't freestyle off the head, don't go up to Sway requesting the beat. You just like got to have something prepared. He had no words, nigga. That's what he was rapping.
You still, I hate Moses, yo.
Nigga, what?
I hate Moses.
Ooh, man.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Yo, but nah, I think Meek gonna come with some artists, man. Cause I only reason I think that cause he has a great ear for beats. Like, especially when he has a great ear for beats, and then when he does features. Or when he features somebody on his shit, like, it's always a good look. He always has a good look with him, you know what I mean? So I think he has that eye, he has that ear for what he's going for his fucking label. So shout out to him. Good luck. Shout out to him fucking not dealing with that fucking judge no more that kept his ass on probation for them goddamn years. That's just crazy.
But he bossing up. That's the thing, important thing about him.
Yeah.
Right on. He bossing up.
Yeah.
Whoever got on his team, who riding with him, he got him, so. Even his cousin.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to talk.
He got his joint. He can really do it, though. Just think about it.
I forgot to bring up this shit on Ross' album, this shit with Nipsey Hussle and Teyana Taylor. Rich nigga lifestyle.
Yeah, shit hard.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Nipsey, man. That's crazy.
I see he messed around. I was rushing. I forgot to even listen to that song. They were throwing shots, dog. So.
That shit hard.
Shots.
He said something about the snitch we always talk about. Like, y'all surprised? Y'all surprised that he did that? Come on, man. Yo, so Young Miami.
Spitting facts.
Young Miami. City Girls.
Okay.
Somebody shot at her. And she
what
pregnant.
What's going on?
And she pregnant.
Who's shooting at pregnant girls? Like, man.
What the fuck is going on?
Pregnant by Hit-Boy.
Some murder shit.
Say that again, Dave.
Pregnant by Hit-Boy.
Producer. Gotcha. Why the fuck are people shooting at a pregnant woman?
That's crazy. Who's Hit-Boy?
Producer,
what did
he
produce, though?
Remember that last Herbo mixtape that came out? That project he put out? Him and Hit-Boy. He put out a lot of shit. A lot of Atlanta niggas. And,
really?
Yeah, Hit-Boy made a lot of shit. Yeah, Hit-Boy made a lot of shit. Yeah, the rumors is that they, Kodak had made a little freestyle in jail and shit over the jail phone. And he was talking about Young Miami and talking about hitting her in the stomach or some shit like that. This nigga's wild. I don't know. Him and fucking Hit-Boy said something over Instagram or some shit. And allegedly some of Kodak's goons told the nigga he wasn't safe in the city no more, this and that. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, Shorty Ben's truck getting shot at. So I don't know.
Was she in there, right?
Yeah, she was in that motherfucker.
God damn.
What the Glad fuck? She wasn't harmed. But all that shit is unnecessary. You ask me, I don't know what the hell that shit is.
What's
bro.
Really going on? It's not even that serious.
You don't shoot.
You can't shoot at somebody that's pregnant.
Come on,
you can't fight somebody that's pregnant. Like what the fuck? Like I don't understand what people are doing out here. Good thing she wasn't harmed though. So that's wild.
Some people don't care, man. They just don't care.
Yeah, well,
some people don't care.
Jesus. Yeah, well, hot girl summer. So, yo, love or loyalty? Which do y'all prefer? You had to pick one or the other. Love or loyalty? Which one would you choose?
Love or loyalty? Let's see. Love or loyalty? I don't know, man.
Tricky, right?
Who am I looking for love or loyalty in? That's all, you know, I'm saying. Like, is it your partner?
It's different.
Your family or what?
All right, I want loyalty from any and everybody. Period.
Why? Say why. Don't just say period. Because like,
love is just a feeling. You know what I mean? People go in and out of love all the time. To me, you know what I mean. Love is just a feeling, so people go in and out of love all the time.
If you fuck with me,
just be loyal, because I'm gonna be loyal to you.
I understand that. Because you were saying it's not love, but people could be in long marriages forever. Mm-hmm. That don't mean that wasn't real love. You could fall out of love. Mm. But at the same time, y'all could fall out of love, but if something go down, shorty gonna still have your back.
Right.
Is that loyalty or is that love? Mm. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, if your ex-wife, if you was married for 20 years, and y'all end up separating after 15, right?
Does that partner still have your back?
You know what I mean?
Was y'all in love or?
No, I mean, yeah. And I'm saying, I ain't done with the scenario. If y'all was married for 20 years and then 20 on the 25th year, y'all fucking y'all separate, and then you get ill, and she's still there for you. Is that love or loyalty? You know what I mean? What is that? Is she being loyal to you because she, or is she being loyal to you because she love you? Or, you know, what is that? What do you consider that?
Let's go in.
Let's do it. Let's go, Moses. Been waiting
say,
on
love. Because it's for my companion, you know what I'm saying? My nigga's loyalty, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Always. Even the family, but I told you I call my family. I feel like they loyalty. I don't got no friends. I just got family.
Right.
But with my shorty, I just want love because you can see like this.
So you don't want no loyalty from you? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I'm saying. Love, like you said, right? Love goes a long time. Mm-hmm. Like reason because the person didn't work out. He still love you. Mm-hmm. Let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even if it don't work at that time, y'all still come back because guess what? You still got that love.
Mm.
That's what I feel like. Loyalty still go hard. At the same time, like with the loyalty, with the relationship, like if it don't work out, she's still there because she's loyal. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not even right, is it?
Is it right?
That's
what I'm saying, bro. So like, I'm not trying to be funny or nothing.
No, I feel you.
But
I
like
feel
that's
feel
the
you.
Way I feel like.
Yeah.
You seen it. You seen love. You know what I'm saying? Real love.
But it's a feeling though.
Love. It's bullshit. Like, don't say
I'd rather you just have my back.
So what you
have
what
my
you,
back.
Hold on
yo.
What I'm saying. You done seen but hold on. You done seen bullshit love. Oh, I'm in love, but they don't they complain. You know what I'm saying? They don't even love because they go on somebody else. You don't love her. You just love lust. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. And you just want to call it love, but it's just lust. She don't really fuck with Shorty like that. But that love is always going to last. It's real love.
So, what you trying to say is you can't love somebody without being loyal to them. Is that what you're trying to say?
I feel like,
and I don't think that's the case,
right?
And that's your opinion. Yeah. That's why I like this show, because y'all got your own opinions
and this
y'all make me see a different point too. But at the same time, in the loyalty,
and I got an example to
what
to,
can you flip it around that I flipped around.
I got an example. Let's go to. Go against your theory, because okay. You ever seen the movie Blow? Mm. You ever seen the movie Blow?
Now, classic.
Now his mom,
classic.
His mom called the police on him. Mm. That ain't mother. Loyalty.
That ain't loyalty.
But she loved him. She loved him so much that she wanted him to go to jail to learn a lesson.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's loyalty.
That's not loyalty.
In a situation like that, what would you rather your mother do? You want your mother to tell on you or send you to fucking jail for you to learn a lesson. Now, again, in the movie it worked out for him because he went to jail and he found a plug. So, you know what I mean?
A better one.
I mean, at the time, he was like, yo,
a better one.
So, at the end of the day, his moms gave him a plug at the end of the day, if you want to look at it like that. But,
so
what you think? You think... So, I'm asking you, would you rather your mother send you to jail?
I'm telling you.
Or would you want your mother to ride with you and, yeah, I'm coming to see you, but I'm going on a fucking run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At the same time, I can't put myself in his example because I wouldn't even move like that. Mm-hmm. And second of all, you know my mom's don't fuck around like that.
First of all,
because they love us too much. You see what I'm saying? Me being up in there, that's going to tear her up.
Right. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
But
that's not gonna be a lesson for me because she already told her I'm gonna be able. All right.
Okay. With you saying that means you would rather your mother be loyal to you and not turn you into jail.
Nah, because she loved me so much, she's not gonna let that happen.
She's not gonna let you go to jail.
No.
To learn a lesson.
That's what I'm saying. It's
that's
a
what I'm saying. That's
go from a different point of view.
That was loyalty.
If I don't
know. That wasn't.
They right. Know, like honestly. Yeah. All right. Can you say your mom's? And you know what I'm saying? For my mom's loving us, can you say they would send us to jail?
My mother wouldn't.
Even if we, you know what I'm saying, did something stupid.
My mother wouldn't.
Because they love us so much. It's a different circumstance. But I have seen some, it'd be a fucked up situation.
My mother loyal.
They think they doing good. Yeah, but that's the thing too. So, they love them too. Like she did love her son. And she was trying to do something right, but it didn't go her way. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Even though she might have been he going to learn and he going to come back. Now I can get the boy back. Because she loved the son.
Yeah, she
wanted that baby boy back. That's what they should get. They wanted that baby boy.
She did that out of love. She ain't do that out of loyalty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think what the moral of the story is, you know what I mean?
It's just different.
It's love just and loyalty go hand in hand.
Don't stab me in the back, man.
Love and loyalty go hand in hand.
I think it goes hand in hand.
Yes.
There we go.
I do agree. I'm with y'all on that. I definitely think it goes hand in hand.
It goes both ways.
I'm more so 60% loyalty, 40% love.
It just depends on who. It just depends on who you looking for that. You know,
because I look at loyalty like don't do things to me that you know I wouldn't do to you.
Like from a business partner, I want loyalty. I don't need you to love me.
Yeah, I don't need you to love me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's different. Right. Just get loyalty. No,
depends on who you expecting that from. You know what I mean?
Well, yo, Moses, Griselda, bitch.
Mm.
Griselda, bitch.
Let's talk about it.
Rock Nation management. It's looking good. No, they signed it. It's looking good. It's looking real good. Them your boys. Them my boys. Them Dave boys. Them Buffalo boys, man. No, yo, what up, Buffalo? Let's see. Vil, what up? Eastside, you already know.
Yo, I'll take something back. I was like,
oh, shit. What's up, my nigga?
They got that, and they do, but I need to stop saying that. They got that 90s feel, but I just feel they just got they feel.
It's their it's feel.
It's new.
It's their feel.
For the, you know what I'm saying? It's real hot.
I think they grew up on that 90s.
For the new kids, that's what I feel like. You know what I'm saying? So
I think they grew up on that 90s boom bap sound the way we did.
Yeah, but I'm not going like to feel. Call it. Yeah, I'm not going to try to call it that. It's just I'm going to call it they swag.
But, man, listen, I'm waiting on a whole verse now. Hove going to do a verse for them niggas.
Oh, I'm waiting to hear.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear on a lot of people. Ooh,
it's going
to
take some time.
But listen, you're going to let Hove. They're going to bring. Hove is going to come back with another cocaine verse, bro. Is what
can
I'm
we
saying.
Say this?
Hustling
nah,
verse.
He gonna buy
who would
it,
you
Jesus.
Want to rap on Griselda?
You talking about with Hove? You talking about with Hove?
Well, we heard Kiss. We heard Push.
What would you like to hear with him?
I would definitely love to. I want to hear. I want to hear Hove.
I need Banks.
With who?
I need Banks.
Who would you put with who? Because everyone got a different kind of style.
I need Banks and Benny.
Ooh, that would be.
I need Banks and Benny. Hove.
I want to hear Fab and Benny.
Hold on. Why not?
Fab and Benny.
I want to hear Fab and Benny.
Conway and Benny.
Yeah, with
I mean, it could be Conway, Benny, Fab to me.
Okay, that's hard. That's hard. I don't give a. I fucks with all of them.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. West Side Gun hard. Conway hard. What you coming, nigga?
I would like to hear West Side Gunner with Jimmy.
Jim?
Yeah.
West Side?
Hey, oh, no, that'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
I think Conway and West, and Jimmy got a track coming out.
I need the Ghostface and...
Ghostface and West Side?
Ooh, I need that.
Yo, and we just seen the, you know, Benny with that video.
Raekwon, like, Raekwon just, like, was talking.
He talked.
So I wanted to hear him.
Yeah, that'd be tough too.
Ooh, like I'm just waiting on
hear
it.
Them niggas on the RZA beat. On the new RZA beat. Hard.
I would love to hear him with ODB son.
Okay.
Right. Just to see how that go.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, well
he's a hater.
Nah, but no, hold up. Benny just came with that video though.
Yeah, the video.
That shit, video too.
I love that song.
Girl was in it.
Song
too. U.S. Attorney James Kennedy says Reese is connected to Buffalo's Black Soprano gang. Other members are awaiting sentencing.
I gotta play this song.
Right. I ain't shit.
That shit off.
The butcher coming, nigga.
That's all I wanted. All
right.
That's all right. I wanted. Butcher coming, nigga. Hey. That's my shit, sorry. Yeah, all
right, what's
my shit, sorry.
Doing 5
to 10. Oh, shit. I got to go back on that fucking DMX and Hove, Money Cash Hoes.
Money Cash Hoes.
I was sitting there talking mad shit and mad adamant about DMX not having a verse on there. I lied.
Yeah.
I was so wrong. And I feel like like I'm trash.
And you should.
I'm trash for that. Like, you know, for me to love Hove and love X, I should know that X had a fucking verse on that fucking song. And I went back and listened to that shit. I'm like, oh, this is the verse X had on hand. And that shit was hard. Damn.
You sounded stupid. I knew you sounded stupid.
You just seen the video. That's what I'm saying. Just like, nah,
damn,
he's not.
Man.
Money. He's not in it.
I'm fucking trash for that. Fuck it. It is what it is, man. All right. So listen. It's over for Netflix, right?
Nah, man. Still watching, man. Series coming on.
It's over for motherfucking Netflix, bro.
Why is it over for Netflix?
Because Disney's not playing no games, bro. Well, and what I mean by Disney? Disney coming out here with their shit, right? It's going to be a streaming. $12.99 a month. It's going to have Disney Plus. It's going to have ESPN. Like.
What else?
What was the other one? Fuck, I forgot. Damn. Fuck it, though. It was enough for me to say $12.99. I need all of
ESPN.
That.
You
like, I did see the ESPN, bro.
That's all I see. Yo.
Yeah, listen, bro. What you want me
to do?
And Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hulu. Oh, and I already got Hulu.
Got Hulu.
I already got Hulu. So boom, it's fucking $12.99. Mm-hmm. You get ESPN, you get Disney, and you get motherfucking Hulu.
Yeah, I'm gonna need that.
Oh, you gonna need it?
Yeah.
Why you need it?
I need that connection.
You gonna get it?
That's that payment plan.
So you know I'm looking at the Netflix like, why y'all going up on me? Cause Netflix been going up, low key.
$15
right now. Yeah, bro, making me mad. And that's just for the streaming.
You gotta let me know when you about to cut off.
Why I gotta let you know that?
Oh, damn, you gonna find out.
No, I just want to erase it for that. I don't want to be embarrassed and be like,
yo, Moses gonna know when that Netflix is
chill.
Done.
He gonna have his bitch with him. Nigga, no.
Yo, Moses gonna know when that Netflix is done. I'm telling you. Like,
I'm not gonna get him. I'm gonna get something.
Yo, you my nigga though. I'm gonna put you on the Disney shit because I'm gonna definitely get rid of the Netflix. I ain't gonna flex. I'll put you on
this nigga
Disney
be
shit.
Laid up naked. That's to try to put Netflix
that's
on.
That's a good. That's disgusting. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Netflix naked.
I'm that's saying that. You with your shorty, Netflix and chill. You're about to put a movie on and get nasty.
I put on the Silk Road.
Oh man, you put a silk robe on.
Why are you putting on a silk robe?
With the got together.
Huh?
Got the
silk. Why you putting a silk robe on?
Yeah, with the with
you
the
got a silk robe? That's how you feeling out here?
Yeah.
Fucking Moses living the life.
Smoking jacket.
Anyway, dude. What we say we calling this fucking segment, man? What we say we calling this segment? Cause we about to get the fuck out of here.
Smoking it, a pancake.
Is it the dope of the week? The dirty dope
we
of the
call
week?
It, I don't know. No, I don't know.
The dirty dope of the week.
The dirty dope of the week.
That's what we calling.
Dirty dope of the week.
We gonna call it the dope sample, nigga.
Dirty dope of the week.
A little dip,
you always
dope
talking
sample.
About some test.
The dirty
shit.
Dope of the week.
The dirty dope of the week.
Thank you.
Yo, you outnumbered, Dave.
I don't like dirty dope.
You got some dirty dope, for us?
No, I got a dope sample for you.
You got some dirty dope? Come on, Dave.
CJ
dirty
drunk.
Dirty dope of the week, right? Right, CJ? Dirty dope of the week. This our fucking segment now.
First of
yo,
all, she dirty need to dope. Tighten those shoulders up. Any you? Think your shoulders too loose.
Real shit, though? Real shit. Any of you local artists from DeVille or where Dave from up in New York, White Plains?
From anywhere. Anywhere you're
oh, any local
album?
Artists we doing?
Any
that's
local
dope.
Artists.
I like that. So yeah. Let's give them the dirty dope of the week.
Dirty right. Dope. Holla at me. Instagram, Dirty Water Dave B.
Mm.
Hit up Dirty Water Podcast on Instagram. Yeah. Twitter, what's the Twitter?
Dirty _ water _ NC. We on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. You know what I mean? Fuck with us. Send us some shit. We got a dirty dope of the motherfucking week. You got that shit for us this time, Dave?
Yeah.
Last week was Cody and Kev. That shit was hard.
Word. This little sample is from the homie from the Bronx, Prezi Supreme. 233rd, what up?
Mm.
Boston Road.
Okay.
What up?
Mm.
White Plains Road.
Mm.
What up?
Mm.
White Plains, 914, 910.
Mm. Stop playing with us.
I think this joint is called Game of Thrones, I believe.
Mm. Let's go.
Hit him with the low kick.
Hey.
I'm the newest wave, but none of us ain't new to fame. Compliment the off-whites with the human mane. Was talking loud, but got quiet when the shooters came. You switch sides, now they mad, they on the losing team. Fucked up, don't know who to blame. False pride, I'm from where they lose a life or they lose a chain. A lot of drugs, don't know how to trust. But you show me love, I show you love. That's a boomerang. Say the drama, say it's karma. Swing.
Fuck. Dave, man, hand me that phone, man.
He said it was like a little clip.
Got you. Okay. All right. Well, listen, that shit was hard. God damn.
It was nice.
I was vibing over here. CJ was over here vibing, fucking pop locking and dropping and shit. I said, God damn, you too goddamn tall for that, bro. Sheesh, but you my nigga. Remember, Jesus loves you, CJ. CJ, just give me your loyalty, bro. You ain't gotta love
nice
me.
Nice little hook. It was a nice little hook.
That shit was hard. Keep doing your thing. I like that. Yeah. I really do fuck with that right there. We getting the fuck out of here. This is episode 39. This motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. You listening to us on Spotify. If you listening to us on Google Podcasts. We on Apple. If you on Apple, yo, just click all the old episodes. If you just click them, we get listens. So fuck with us. If you listening with your significant other, y'all listen separately, like I always say. And thank you for everybody that does listen to us. And if you don't listen to us, fuck you. It's cool. You will be listening to us. It's cool. And we out this motherfucker. Yeah.
All right. Can you-